The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay Zwirling.
This commentary is in my book. I wrote it on 11/24/2007, 4 years ago. It's about Dominican Hospital and also about Social Security. Since last August, I have had two spinal operations. The first was a failure, the second was a success. So I'm very grateful, and I am recuperating nicely. Something blessed also happened to leave me awed as a patient while at Dominican Hospital. The people who care for patients personally are not wealthy. I have asked most of them why they chose this profession, and all said they love people and want to help them get well. I see them as angels. So thanks to them for making my 3 weeks after surgery so loving and comfortable. And thanks to Dominican Hospital. I highly recommend them to anyone who must spend time in a hospital facility. Dominican is indeed a Class A hospital. Now let's talk about Social Security. Political leaders stay away from that subject because through the years, Social Security, as originally created by Franklin Delano Roosevelt in 1935, has been hijacked by the Democrats. For example, FDR said that participation in the program would be voluntary and that the money the participants put into the independent trust fund would only be used to fund the Social Security retirement program and no other, and that the annuity payments to the retirees would never be taxed as income. You may be interested in the following tidbits. Number one. Which political party took money from the independent trust fund and put it into the general fund so that Congress could use it, which they have been doing abundantly? It was Lyndon Johnson and the democratically controlled House and Senate who can take credit for that thievery. Which political party started taxing Social Security annuities at the rate of 85%? The Democratic Party, with Al Gore casting the tie-breaking deciding vote as President of the Senate while he was Vice President of the U.S. Number three, this is my favorite. Which political party decided to give annuity payments to immigrants? Jimmy Carter and the Democratic Party. Immigrants moved into this country and at age 65 began to receive Social Security payments. The Democratic Party gave these payments to them even though they never put a dime into the system. Why? For their votes, of course. Then, after doing all this lying and thievery of the original contract, Democrats now tell you that the Republicans want to take your Social Security away. Back to the here and now. April 2011. Those on Social Security no longer receive a yearly cost of living increase for the past few years because our country is in dire financial straits. However, Congress continues to vote themselves a hefty yearly cost of living increase. Poor babies. For KSCO, this is Kay Zwirling.